20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick, rack City chick. Rack City chick, rack City chick. Rack City chick, rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick.
Don't hunt it.
All right, man, here we go, man. Oh, yo, we talk is Jay Styles. Jared, what's up, man?
I'm doing good, sir. A little hungover, but I'm here.
Hey, bro, at least you're here, man.
At least I'm here. Answer the bell.
We got B Brown Conversation Piece. What's up, B? Okay, we got Notorious. What's up, Notorious?
All good over here, Jay.
All good?
All good.
All right, we got another special guest in the bit. Well, she's not really a special guest anymore.
I was here last Sunday.
She was here last Sunday. We got the marketing manager for Sporty LA. We inside Sporty LA 7364 on Melrose.
7366. There you go.
He knew that.
On the Melrose.
He was making sure you knew that.
I know my business.
Exactly. Right. Make sure y'all come on down to Sporty LA. They got all types of sales today, man. They got K-Swiss footwear 10% off. They got UGG boots 10% off.
Yep.
UGG boots 10% off. And they got the A6 footwear 20% off, man. So y'all come on down to Melrose on 7366. That's good?
Yeah, you got it.
Kelly K. I forgot you was behind me, man.
Man.
Kelly Kells.
I'm like here.
Breezy Easy is on the ones and twos. I forgot she's behind me. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
You chilling?
I'm apparently being forgotten. I'm feeling really good about it.
We missed you last week, Kel.
I know you did. I was listening to some craziness, quite honestly.
I know. Last time we saw you, we were having a good time on a Saturday night.
Oh yeah.
a new experience for me.
We got to talk about that.
I forgot.
Shout out to DJ Carissa, who came out last week. She was our guest DJ.
She was dope.
She's dope. That's my girl. All right, but shout out to, Azalea Banks, Erykah Badu. Basically, last weekend, Erykah Badu was asked a question from a fan. The fan asked her that she listened to Azalea Banks' music, and she put Try. And basically, Azalea Banks took offense to that, and they was going back and forth. Go ahead.
I just want to talk on this first because I'm the one here that rides for Azalea.
Exactly.
And I think she
went too far.
I just want to point out
she went too far.
She went too far. And I want to point out that she wasn't even tagged in the question. So she spends time searching her own name on the internet, which is a step too far. It's not even like Erykah dissed her music, and then she just was like, it's not for her, which I can understand as like being an older person, right? So like, I was really disappointed in Azalea, but at the same time, one of my favorite things about her is that she says whatever she wants, however she wants, and I can't not respect that. She's a grown woman. So.
Well, you know what, Chaos? I'm glad that you said that because you're the only fan that's you're the only person here that's a fan of Azalea Banks, so I'm glad that you said that because honestly, this is my third time like checking Azalea Banks music out, and I don't know, it's just something about it just doesn't sit right with me. It just doesn't move me in any type of way. Like I said before the show, I listened to Azalea Banks on Spotify, I listened to all the popular songs or whatever, and she has some great songs like 212, I remember that came out a while back, but Ice Princess and Chasing Times, 1991, I mean, it was like okay songs, but like I'm with Erykah Badu, man, like I don't really get her music, I don't get it. You know?
I think it's for young people.
But that's not a diss, though.
No, it's not a diss.
No, she tried.
Yeah. I don't think it's for young people because I'm not Erykah Badu's age and I don't like her music. And the fact that she even said something like out of the way to Erykah Badu, like that's wrong. Like, why would you even come to the queen like that? Like, she's in a different lane. She's in a different genre and she's a legend.
Yes.
How many people agree that Erykah Badu is a legend?
She's a legend.
She's definitely a legend, man. She's the first lady of neo soul, man.
But you know what? I think Azalea's pretty smart. I mean, she's known to get into Twitter beef, and I think that she knows that that drives up her record sales quite a bit. And if Erykah Badu,
I don't think it does.
She sold 10,000 records.
No. But the last time, I think it was with like Perez Hilton or something. She made a comment that drove social media up the wall, and her record sales went up 18% that week.
Well, but you know what? I think it gets old. I think fans sees it like once you do something like continuously the same thing, I think it gets old.
You wear
so you wear it out.
Really? 18% of 10,000 is 1,800. So you still didn't sell that much.
Thank
but
you,
still, to Azalea, that's probably, you know, rent for the
but
money.
But if that's the only way you can sell records and not with your music, then that's not exactly,
yeah, exactly.
Like a positive
if this is
way
not
to
a
go.
Sustainable way, like, okay, 50 was so much more popular than Azalea was, and yep. He was beefing with everybody like 10 years ago. And like after a certain point, it's like people just get tired of it, and it's like
it's old. It gets old.
And I mean, it's a different thing because like 50 was the most popular, so everyone thought he was like a bully, as opposed to like Azalea, you know, is more of like an underdog and just like kind of sniping at everybody. But it's just, if people don't like you personally, then they don't want to buy into you. And like, I've never met Azalea Banks, so I can't judge her like that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, off of every time we talk about her, it's always something negative. Never
it's
just
true.
Her music. It's never something
we're
positive.
Never like, oh, that brand new video.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, she's building her own public persona that's like incredibly negative, and that's not a very sustainable way to have a career.
It's not
and,
how
and,
Hollywood
and to piggyback
works.
Off what Jerry said, that's what I was going to say. So I think we all can agree that Azalea Banks' relationship with artists and labels is pretty much holding her back from being that mainstream artist that she's, because her music,
I don't know if she wants
her
that
music
though.
Is, but I mean, no matter
she
wants to
be doing a record with Erykah Badu.
But her music,
I mean,
her
could.
Music is unique.
It
is unique. So I mean, it could reach a certain person if they like that type of music. But I just think her relationship dealing with people, it's not
it's a problem. Like, okay.
it's a
and
problem.
People like, don't want to work with you. They don't want to listen.
Exactly.
I mean, and you have to. It's like, at a certain point, like, I understand, like, you know, people have conflict with other people, but if you have it with continuously different types of people, at a certain point, it's not them, it's you, you know? And so, you know, you kind of have to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, do I want to continue doing this? Because people aren't going to want to work with me in the future.
She's from Ireland. She doesn't care. I don't think she cares if she has a good relationship with anyone. She should be happy that Erykah Badu even knows who she is and try listening to her music. But
she should. That's an honor.
That's an honor.
I've known so many people that would love Erykah Badu to have tried to listen to their music.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, she does need to calm down. Like, she's way too
aggressive.
Cocky to not have done anything. Like, I mean, like, when Drake first came out, I said the same thing about him. He's like, I'm the king. Well, not with one mixtape, friend. Like, come on.
Oh, no.
I think he was a king, Kelly.
But, no.
I think she should try to go on, like, Love and Hip Hop or something. Like, that's what she's cut out for. She's cut out for the beat.
That's
you know what I'm
point.
Saying?
Yeah.
Like, she should just go on reality TV
point.
And,
yeah.
like,
yeah, she likes the drama. She
everybody.
Definitely likes the drama. But one thing that's very interesting to me that, remember, everybody's seen the Hot 97 interview with Azalea Banks?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, when she was, like, basically, she had like frustrations with the way hip hop was going. Like, she was crying. She had frustrations how black people was being depicted in America. So I feel like if she really feels that way and she's passionate about that, why don't she put that in her music? Because I was like, when I was listening to Azalea, I was trying to listen to her lyrics, but it has nothing to do like with her passion, her, like her real passion.
It's like a separation.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like if she put that passion that she has, that she claimed that she has for the depiction of black people in America and that the way that hip hop is going right now, she put that into her music, I feel like more people would like buy into Azalea Banks.
But you know what though? I mean, and not even like to be negative on her, that's hard to do for a lot of artists.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
And so and not to say she doesn't have the talent, but like that's just a very hard like line to walk for artists. So maybe she doesn't feel comfortable doing that, or I don't know, maybe she will do that.
I think it's a front, because if you got beef with Erykah Badu, you can't be like, I'm for the people. I'm like, you get beef with everybody. Like, you're not for the people.
I
you
mean,
front.
You can
for yourself.
Have beef with
for yourself.
You want
I
and
agree.
Still be for the people.
You can
have beef. You can have beef with whoever you want and still be for the people.
True.
I mean, like, I agree. Like, this is a misstep, but she's young and cocky and like, I mean,
stupid.
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't the best.
Cocky for no
this
reason.
This wasn't the best thing to do, but like, yeah, she likes to get on fights on Twitter.
This is the most we'll get from Kels on this. Like,
but
like
exactly.
Guys,
she messed up. I salute you. I salute you, Kels.
And like, but if you don't like her music, like. it's not because you're angry at her on Twitter. It's because you don't like her music. And yeah, I think that's fine, but don't use that as a cop-out.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to run down a quick Twitter beef that Azealia Banks had. So T.I., Action Bronson, Lupe, Angel Hayes, Krayshawn, Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, Jim Jones, and of course, Iggy Azalea.
Wait, what was Jim Jones? Do we know?
Jim Jones was the one when, I guess he owns Vampire, it's like a clothing company or whatever.
Okay.
So he was using the word vamp, and she felt like she came up with that slang vamp. So
she went at him
exactly.
So many
exactly.
She's
so
such
so
a
she
silly
went at she went at him
now.
On she went at him on Twitter because he was using the word vamp. Like, seriously?
Yo,
like,
I just want to say that it's a whole subculture.
That's crazy.
That literally existed 20 years before she was even born, bruh. She's okay. She's
manipulating.
She also thinks she invented things that she couldn't have possibly invented. Like, she's like, I built the air conditioner.
Oreos.
You know what I mean?
I invented electricity.
There's you. Wow.
She's awesome.
But what about, I don't know if it was a Twitter beef, but with ASAP Rocky, how he tweeted out, like, dark-skinned women should not wear red lipstick or something.
Okay, well, that's rude.
Well, yeah, and okay. she like...
Yeah, but she's justified in going
at him on that, though.
Yeah, no, like, she but has the power to represent, sure. Like, even, I guess, like, a couple days ago or yesterday or something, she really was taking a stand on dark-skinned women. She's like, you know, I'm dark-skinned and I shouldn't be, you know, made fun of or thought less than or less attractive than any other person. So she has that power to really... stand for something that matters. She's just being dumb about it. Like, she's not taking a positive stand, and she just keeps getting tied in the
negative. It gets really petty with her.
Yeah. And that's kind of the problem, is like, you know, because that's a very important thing to say, and that's a, you know, very good thing to use your platform for, but it just gets muddled when you're going at Jim Jones, you know, same feed for, you know, clothing line.
Yeah, exactly.
Because all these things you look at, it's like, that's a phone call you can resolve. You know, you don't have to go at someone on social media. You can, I mean, you're in the industry.
Or you can grow up.
Exactly.
Exactly. Get over it, yeah.
But even with that, it's just crazy and it's petty. But so I put us up on Facebook. You can follow us at Facebook at Oh Yeah We Talk and at IG. So I put a question up. So I said, if you're a fan of Iggy Azalea and you try to persuade Azalea Banks. If you're a fan of Azalea Banks and you try to persuade somebody that's not a fan of Azalea Banks, you try to persuade them to listen to Azalea Banks, what music would you prefer? So
I recommend.
So MJ Jackson on Facebook, he said Licorice. And Michael D. Queen said Chasing Time and Licorice. Like I said, Chasing Time is a dope. I think that's a dope record. I listened to Licorice this morning. I didn't get it though.
Yeah, I didn't vibe with any of her music.
I didn't get it at all.
I don't think it's awful. I just don't vibe with it at
all. But it's a really different flavor of hip hop, and it's real dancey, and it's like almost like it's like for gay men, I would say. Like honestly, like that's probably her target audience. I mean, it's like underground. Like the samples she uses are from like underground dance in New York City.
Maybe that's
like,
why she's so.
Hey, you know what? You might have a point, because the guy that responded on IG, his.
She should have cut back on that Papa John. She wouldn't have felt like.
I mean,
also good beef.
Guys, my biggest beef with Iggy is that she's just racist. Like, it's that simple. It's like that simple. Like she says racist things on.
No, she said a lot of racist
Twitter.
Things before,
there's
like
there are
up,
Tumblr accounts
blowing up. Yeah.
Dedicated to the racist things that she has said. Only her. Not like, oh, racist celebrities. Just her. Pages and pages of Tumblr. Like, that's outrageous. I don't think I've said that many racist things in like a short time. Like, we've only known her for a year.
5 minutes.
You know what I mean?
Have you her little video on Instagram? She tried
the freestyle.
I missed that. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
How awful was it?
Ari Spears.
She spit a verse she already like had written that like ended up on the album. Like it's on. You can hear it twice.
But you know she didn't write it because she messed up.
Yeah.
It looked embarrassed.
Like throw a beat. She was like a beat.
No, you actually. The best part of that video is T.I.'s face when Sway was like, "So you're gonna freestyle, right?" Like T.I. like, went pale.
No,
like,
you like, no,
what
no,
happened here?
No,
what happened?
No,
don't do it.
She was like a deer in headlights. She was like a beat. She was like, "No, take that beat it off. I was just gonna do an acapella.
It's funny because when Ari Spears was on Sway like last week or 2 weeks ago, he went in on Sway saying like, "Hey, how come you like pretended that you thought Iggy's verse was mine?"
I heard that.
He's like, "Oh, come on, man." He's like, "No, no, no. You know that was garbage."
Yep, I heard that. I heard that.
It was really funny.
Said that?
It was Ari Spears, the comedian.
Oh,
you know what? So. So I guess we can all agree this the social media thing for Iggy Azalea. Can we agree that this works out better for her?
Yes.
But you raise a good point though that like I don't think she takes criticism very well, and that's a big part of being
a
star in the spotlight, being a celebrity, is how you roll with punches. And it's like, you know, people aren't gonna love you all the time. You don't have 100% approval rating.
Exactly.
And I mean, for her, to be fair, she's very disliked. You know, as opposed to say like Nicki Minaj or you know, who else?
Like Britney said, Kim Kardashian.
Or like Missy Elliott. You know, I'm just saying like other rappers.
Okay.
You know, female rappers.
I got you.
They were a lot more well liked. But still, it's like you gotta roll with it. And if you can't take punches, then maybe you should do something else.
Hey, like they what's the saying? If it's hot in the kitchen, what is it? If it's hot in the kitchen,
get out of the kitchen.
If you can't take the heat,
get out of here, Iggy. Get out.
And Iggy can't cook.
All right, so
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm gonna roll down Iggy's Twitter beef. So Papa John, Snoop Dogg, Q-Tip, and Eminem.
That's like a Mad Lib right there.
Yeah.
And she had T.I. bail her out of each one.
Exactly.
Except for Papa John's, probably.
And we're going to play like a game at the end of the show. We're going to play like a look at Iggy and Azalea Banks game. So
yay.
Y'all stay tuned for that. All right, man. So y'all come on out to 7366 Melrose Avenue. Come on out here. Get some Uggs for 10% off. Also, man, shout out to Clean Juice. CleanJuice.com. www.cleanjuice.com. Where you shop at? Hollywood Boulevard, man. Candace. Get on the mic, Candace. Come on.
What's the best recipe you got? I'm coming down there.
Oh, please. Come on the website and hit us up at www.clenjuice.com and you'll see all of our different... We have specialized sports menus. We're trying to hit up LA Lakers. Shout out to the Clippers.
Clip show.
Hey, man. I'm not a... You know what? To be honest with you, I'm not a Laker fan. Definitely not a Laker fan. But I like the Clippers. But you know, I'm a Atlanta Hawks. I'm a Atlanta Hawks fan. I'm from the Hawks. You know, I'm Atlanta.
You got a real team. You got a real.
Shout out
team.
To the South, man. All right, man. So we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break, man. So y'all come on out here, 7366 Melrose Avenue, Breezy Easy. Let's go.
Look, really wanna beat they chats for B-A-N-K-S. These gorillas with the pancake flash. Even a lot of chips be legitimate. They just want to pump a nickel sis and the rhythm with them. So since even the lemon's been, can my hot fudge shit with your vanilla friends? Hey, I'm the licorice, you know I'm looking for these rich and make ends. Do you jiggle your dick when you're caught singing in the licorice dick? You know
I'm
So yeah, we talk Jay Styles, man. We at Belrose 7366. Make sure y'all come on out. We got plenty of sales today. They got a case of this footwear 10% off. They got A6 footwear for 20% off, man. So y'all come on down to Melrose 7366. And let's go ahead and get into Party Next Door. Party Next Door is one of Drake's artists from OVO Sound label. Basically, he's dropping an EP by the end of the summer. Joe Budden's hit him up on Twitter, was like, hey, man.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, when you going to drop the next EP?
Joe Budden.
You know, or he said, like, are you going to drop an EP this summer? He was like, yeah. You know,
bro.
You know, I was actually late catching on to Party Next Door, but this guy, I like his sound. I like his...
I was listening to him on the way here.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I like his sound.
He's sexy.
He kind of... I don't know about that.
I don't even know what he looks like. I'm just saying his sound is very sexy.
Come on, Jay.
Come on, man.
He's
like
the new age Keith Sweat.
He's too
whiny.
Yeah. I agree with me. But what do you guys think about this EP that he's going to drop before the summertime?
I'm excited. I liked his last EP. I'm a new fan like you, Jay, and I think he's great. He's got a little
Everyone's
sexy
a
sound.
New fan. He hasn't been around that long.
I was going to say, like,
let's start there.
I mean, his first EP was dropped in 2012, I mean.
Really?
I
didn't
even, yeah, it was 2012.
Wow.
His very first one. It was Party Next Door.
No one listened to that.
It's more like anything OVO.
I rep them better than OVO reps themselves.
So you guys like Party Next Door?
One of the beats that I heard off Colors, I was really vibing to on the here, and so I'm excited to hear what he's got to bring in the summer.
And I think he does a great job doing background vocals for Drake.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of true. All Drake wants from OVO, apparently. Yeah. People just sing
background
for him. Yeah.
See,
he needs a chorus, dude.
See, that's why I didn't get into him as early on as I guess a lot of people did, because I didn't like the whiny auto-tune sound. I didn't give his own music a shot. And then when I finally did, I was like, you know what? It's not like Future where it sounds like he's a dying dog the entire time. Like,
you know, no, we're not going to get on that. That's going to be an argument. It's going to be an argument. No, we're not going to get on
that. We've been arguing all day, Jay. Let's go.
But I guess the thing with Party Next Door, I just think he compliments Drake a lot. The only thing that I'm worried about, because he signed on, because Drake have the same type of vibe.
Like cadence.
Yeah, they're very similar.
So if you would hear a new song on the radio, you wouldn't know if it was Drake or if it was Party Next Door.
I don't think Drake is whiny. I don't think.
Drake is definitely whiny in a different way.
I think they're completely different sounds. I think the production, obviously, with the OVO thing going on, like the OVO based production, is alike, but the sound is completely different. You can totally differentiate between.
I think Drake has more of an edge.
Yeah.
And then Party Next Door is more smooth, yeah. You know? So they complement each other, but it does sound a lot alike.
I mean, he's cool. Like, personally, I'd rather hear more from McKinnon or I Love McKinnon.
I love McKinnon. I think so. I said it like I knew. I don't really know.
No one knows. Makes me look bad.
McKinnon McKinnon.
Yeah, he's got like I Don't Sell Molly No More or something. I don't know.
No, that song is terrible though. Like, I don't know. Like, people have him labeled as like a 2015 artist to look out for, and I'm just like, why?
See, but to me though, he strikes you more as like it's either gonna be like great or it's gonna be like epically terrible. Like, which to me sounds more interesting, whereas like Party Next Door, it's like it's cool. Like, I was like listening to his last EP a couple times, and it was good, but like it didn't really like stick with me. I don't know that.
I agree. It didn't stick with me either, but I felt like it was a good enough EP, but it didn't, like, no song stuck out to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Whereas
I felt
like,
the same way.
If I'm, I don't know, I guess I look at it as artists, like, I either want to see him, like, knock it out the park or, like, strike out looking really bad. Because that's just more interesting to me. But I'll give him a shot, though. Like, I want to see more from him and see what, you know, because Drake's obviously going to have a lot of input. You know, with his career going forward, and that's a great
move. Just because he's part of the camp, that he's gonna have an impact. Because just like Kanye and Teyana Taylor, he doesn't really have anything.
Yeah, but like Big Sean,
he's the only reason. Yeah, I mean. I don't know.
Sean kind of does his own thing, though. Like, I don't think he's tailored by Kanye.
No, he's not. But I'm just saying, like, early on that first album, Finally Famous, like Kanye, you know, helped a lot on it. Like,
sure.
Produced a couple records off of it.
I just feel it's hard as an artist when you're under another artist. Like, that artist is always going to want their own shine and going to focus more on themselves than you.
But sometimes so that works out. I mean, like, T.I.'s been able to take a back step for, like, Iggy. Really, and that's maybe the only artist he's taken a back step for.
Yeah, and Rick Ross is another artist.
Yeah, but, like, he's, like, I mean, like, Meek Mill is doing his own thing. Wale is in his own lane completely.
Yeah.
But Rick Ross is, I think you have to be 100%.
For you to carry another artist under your label, you have to be at a certain level, and Drake is definitely at that level.
Well, and if you're just
like, he like just got to
just
level.
Like Lil Wayne when he came with Nicki and Drake. I think you have to be at a certain level before you do it, because if you don't, because you really your artist is really getting recognized because of who you are.
Yeah. I think you kind of have to be like, but I think too you kind of have to have like an open-minded personality like a Lil Wayne, because like Drake initially like a lot different from him, you know, Nicki Minaj a lot different from him,
right?
Because a lot of artists, I feel like, sign artists that sound like them, or that, you know, like remind them of themselves.
Similarities, yeah.
And
yeah,
so just like when T.I. signed Young Dro,
he didn't
go like how it's going with Iggy.
Shout out to Young Dro though, he is good.
But I do like
yeah, no, but he sounds just like T.I. Like, well, they know, couldn't even really make tracks together, because
you know,
like,
to be honest, I think it was T.I.'s fault for him being in and out of jail, because T.I. was at a level when he dropped
King or Paper Trail.
King. He was at when he did the movie. When he did ATL, he had King, and then he came in and out of jail, so he kind of lost his steam. So I think that was more of like a T.I. issue of him being in and out of jail. He kind of lost that steam, and he never got that steam back. He's not like a reality type star, and then he got Iggy now. So, but only certain artists can, you know, not every artist can do that.
That's true.
You know, you have to reach a certain level, and Drake, you know, he definitely reached that level where he can, you know, have another artist up under him.
Definitely.
So shout out to Party Next Door, man. I'm definitely gonna check out that EP. No title for it yet, but coming out
the
this
Joe
summer,
Budden
man.
EP.
Yeah, the Joe Budden EP.
They still trying to figure out if they're gonna be on Cash Money or not. So we'll see.
But actually, so because Drake sold this last mix,
it counts as an album.
Exactly. So he can be out.
Shout out to Drake. That was a smart move.
So where do you think he's gonna go?
I bet it wasn't his idea though. I bet that was a Wayne move.
But he'll definitely take credit for it.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
On the next, Jay Prince. You know Jay Prince is with him too.
That's true. That's smart dudes around him.
Well, he's definitely going with Lil Wayne.
I do want to say though that Party Next Door is gonna give us an opportunity to find out if Drake can be a producer, like on a larger scale.
Are you saying like executive producer?
Yeah, like if he can like be in charge. Yeah, like but like both actually.
Okay, yeah.
But like be in charge of an artist. Like it's gonna be a whole. It's another level of frontier for Drake. Yeah.
I'm sure he could, man.
We don't know that. Maybe he's like gonna cry the whole time.
You know who honestly though?
Kelly.
AJ,
I had to do
AJ,
it.
You know
Kelly.
Who though is? I'm surprised we didn't bring his name up yet for this. A lot of credit should go to Jeezy for like really mining YG into a great artist. Because
I give Jeezy that.
Because he got dropped and then Jeezy took him in and put out My Crazy Life, which you could argue is the best album, rap album. 24.
I agree.
You know, I mean, Jeezy doesn't get the credit for that a lot, but still, you know, that was, he took a risk and he won. So.
You know what I realized since I moved to California, that a lot of California, they love Jeezy. Like Young Jeezy, they love Jeezy.
I think it's because he reminds a lot of gangster rap, like from the 90s. Too.
Probably.
That's
probably
a lot of it.
All right, man, so 7366 on Barrows. Make sure y'all come on out. Breezy Easy. Get into it, man.
Gotta get real again. Gotta get real again. I want you to turn up on me every night when I see you. Better recognize when I see you. I really want you. Hit the club for you. Light skin, got these new do. Even look like low too. I be tripping with this money, ayy. Hit the strip, check my money, like. Sorry if my whip covered in dank. Cause I've been rolling with skunk all day. Always going for the chill, man. I ain't tripping off any of you. Cause I don't care.
must be doing magic. Turn you to a habit. I can name a lot of things that the other man won't do for you. I do for you. When I hit you at your condo, let you to see you straight. Then cut like his cake. I got that feeling for you. That feeling that you crave each time I do it for you. I made that bad baby, ain't not popping. Bottles the top, so open the budget. I'm potty, so potty, so the conscience told me my new baby looking like Latoya Luckett. Let my money get older.
Kelly Kills, Breezy Easy on the ones and twos, Jared B. Brown, Brittany, the sports,
I am a big sports fan. Wait till we get to the Pacquiao fan topic. I'm waiting for that one.
The marketing manager for Sporty LA and Notorious. All right, man, so we're going to go ahead and get into this Kanye, man. Big week for Kanye. Kanye dropped the Ugg boots. You know what? They look like Ugg boots to me.
Yo, but he's trying to make a swanky Ugg.
Yes.
He claimed in an interview.
No, he said that. I'm not making things up for Kanye. Who am I to make up things for Kanye?
So he was on the popular radio station in New York, and basically he addressed some things about Amber Rose. He talked about so many things. We're gonna go first with the Yeezus. The Yeezus limited release on the online is like $1,500. Regular price is $350.
But he wants to make them modest or affordable.
At Kohl's.
I was just going to say that.
Would y'all sell those? It's pretty?
No, we didn't get the Yeezys.
Would y'all get those? I mean, does it, like...
We might? I have no idea. It just depends. But no, not right now.
Okay, so let's talk about the Yeezys. Do you like the Yeezys, dear?
No, not really.
I heard the zippers broke.
That's what I heard too.
I think that's sabotage.
Breezy Easy, what do you think of the Yeezys?
You know, they're okay. I mean, like, I would wear them. I don't know if I'd wear them.
Spending that much money.
I don't know what I would wear them with, you know, like sweatpants. Yeah. Like, I don't know what
they're attention grabbers.
It's
fashion statement.
They're not practical.
But Kanye is not a
fashion show.
B. Brown, would you wear the Yeezys?
I wear heels every day, so fortunately.
Unless they come
in. Could I work out in them or something?
Like, if they made a wedge Yeezys.
He said they're better to play basketball.
He needs more like styles, and then maybe I can look into that.
What about you, Nora? Would you wear them?
I mean, just because they're Kanye West, but not.
That's it, Nora. That's the reason.
That's the reason.
That's the reason.
I'm a huge Kanye fan, so.
Nora, that's a terrible reason, Nora.
At least you're being honest, but I mean, come on, Nora.
No, for real. I wouldn't spend money on this. To be honest,
Very honest, like, I mean, I think the shoe is very ugly, but to spend $350 on some Yeezus, I'd rather buy J's for $350 than I would Yeezus.
But yeah. I think he's trying to be the shoe that you spend $350 on. Well, I guess he's not, actually. But he's trying to be sold at Kohl's.
He's not doing it, though.
No.
But he's on the interview, he said he wants his shoes to be more affordable. He doesn't want people to sell them.
And he didn't even want the limited release.
Yeah, he didn't want
But that. I don't get that because...
He said that he didn't do that.
Yeah, he said he didn't do that, but I don't know, man, because I feel like if you have... I feel like you have some control over how much the shoe is going to cost.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't feel like the Adidas had, like, full control, you know? So I think
he's just the face of it. It's just like Jordan.
No, it's his shoe.
He designed it.
It's his shoe.
He designed it, but he doesn't own Adidas. So Adidas.
But when you go into discussions, though, that's got to be something you talk about. It's like, okay, well, how many are we putting out? Exactly. You know, like what?
But you can't make Adidas say, okay, I want to put out 10,000, and they're like, oh no, we're only putting out 500. So we're gonna see how it works out, and if it works out, then we'll put out more.
It's a way for Adidas to compete with Nike because
that's true.
You know, they want the attention. Nike doesn't have the Yeezy shoe. Adidas does, so it's a part attention getter for them also.
That's a good point too.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not spending $350 on shoes.
A lot of people do that anyway.
You're right. A lot of people do.
You're right. Let's move to the next topic. We talked about this in a Womble just a little bit. He basically addressed the Tiger and the Kylie Jenner situation. He basically said that Tiger was a smart man.
For locking her up. It was honestly the creepiest, oldest man thing I ever heard on the radio.
So how do you feel? How you really feel about it?
I was really disappointed in Ye. I wasn't surprised because he's like a misogynist, like by trade. But it was gross. Like, I don't think that we need to be telling people to lock up little girls and keep them from other, like, dirty old men. Like, that's basically what he said.
I agree. I was uncomfortable with that as well.
It was disrespectful to everyone. It was disrespectful to his sister or his wife or whoever is in charge over there.
Nori.
I was really upset. It was gross.
To be honest, I feel like Kanye was being honest. Which he always is, to be honest. I felt like he was looking at it from a publicity standpoint because now since he's in the Kardashian family, you know, he's always going to be in the spotlight.
Yeah,
so I think he was looking at it from another angle.
He's always going to get questions about what the other sisters are doing.
Yeah, but it was gross, though. And like, I don't know. I was probably watching it and just like, the comment itself was bad, but I really didn't like the reaction either, you know? I mean, like, okay, well, Charlamagne's a creepy old man, but at least he holds up to it. But, like, Ye and Envy, like, laughing about it, like, that, like, reinforces, like, this whole culture. Yeah, like, red shirt and the girl, whatever. Like, we're not talking college sports here. Like,
no, and it's not 1940. Like, I don't know. It's just real gross, dude. Like, she's a little girl. Like, if you had a 17-year-old daughter, are you comfortable with her dating a 26-year-old man?
I think
like, V. Brown, have a daughter who's 17.
I don't know. My daughter would be on.
No, exactly.
On lockdown,
everybody's
on
daughter here would be locked up wearing sweatpants. Four sizes too big for her and like not allowed to go outside. So like don't tell me it's okay for this little girl just because you don't like her parents.
But
like
she's a little girl. What family she comes from, they're notorious for sex.
They're encouraging her to focus on college, which would be the next logical move. They're like, hey, go date Tyga.
But that's a problem. Like, we're allowed to say that's a problem.
It's a problem too that like everyone thinks it's a joke. That's kind of honestly like the bigger problem is like not the fact that like they're in the relationship together, which in and of itself is gross. It's just the fact that everyone just like shrugs or thinks it's funny. And it's like,
I think everyone shrugs because the parents don't care about it.
I mean, what do you think she's gonna turn out to be? I mean, come on.
A Kardashian.
Exactly.
But Tyga, Tyga's thinking about himself. Like, he's not thinking about Blac Chyna or his kid. He's thinking about himself and how she makes him look. And if I were Kylie Jenner, I'd be like, my self-esteem is so low if this is how you're going to talk about me on radio. I wouldn't want that image. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I
just but it works for her too.
But if she's like, that's the thing it comes back to is like she's a 17-year-old. Like she's an adolescent still. Like she isn't even fully like formed. Like, you know, things we do at 17 years old. Like, thank God I was not famous at 17.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too, bro.
Yeah, if she didn't have Tiger though, who would we be talking about? We would be talking about
hopefully
him.
She would. I wish I'd be talking about her having a career.
Sure.
But she wants that.
Even if she's dating someone like closer to her age, like an Austin Mahone or like a Diggy Simmons or someone who's like a child.
Oh God, no.
But you know what? Chloe did mention that she has like in a tweet that she did mention Amber. She was like that. She has a career, but what does Callie do? Like,
she's a model.
For who?
Does it really matter?
Because I want to know what's her career.
She
like.
Has hair extensions. She has some Bellamy hair
Botox lips.
There is a lot of makeup.
But it's like it's just sad. Like she's a 17-year-old. You know, like yeah, like the lips and like being a model and dating a 25-year-old. It's like that. Those aren't things she should be doing at 17.
No, you should be preparing to go to college, have a career, like be a real woman nowadays.
Exactly.
And that's what you need to have. Look who she has around her
to look up to, like him.
But did any of them go to college? They're multi-millionaire.
Courtney did.
I feel like I'm losing. I'm not a millionaire.
That doesn't mean anything because you're a multi-millionaire and you didn't go to school. I mean,
you could have made a sex tape.
You had more money than me and I went to college. That's all I'm saying.
I feel you because I'm the same way. But yeah. Courtney actually did. She's the reason why the stores got
started. Exactly, Courtney, yeah.
But
Courtney is the only Kardashian that has her mind on
business.
I feel business. And just, she has a mind on right, though, you know?
Yeah.
She's not doing what Kim was doing.
And I just feel like it's 2015, and as a woman, if you don't have your education, then you better be doing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Chloe.
Courtney's the oldest, though.
Yeah,
Courtney's the oldest. But Chloe, too, man, she has a mind on right. It's just Kim. Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
They all followed her. I mean,
Kim's a businesswoman too. I mean, granted that she got popped off from a sex tape, but she does business. Like, she is marketing. Like, if you want something to pop off, if you have a product and Kim endorses it, it's gonna pop off 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, not saying she's not smart, but just as an influence with a little sister, being that she's 17, like, she needs to encourage her.
Right,
well,
so,
let's talk about what a G Kanye is, though, like exploiting them after Tyga tries so hard to keep their relationship under wraps. He just rolls up in that station.
They should just come out and say it.
Though. I mean, everybody knows. It's
I just think it's funny. Like, yeah. Tyga tries
Yeah, but
so
once
hard.
He's out there, then you have, I mean, who's going to investigate that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know.
That's true.
It's gross.
All right, so let's move to the next topic that Kanye talked about. Kanye talked about his 7th studio album. It's almost complete, 80% complete. And on this album, he says he's going to be pretty much embracing music. He's not going to be that angry Kanye that he was in Yeezus.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited.
Do you guys think we're going to have the old Kanye back?
Or do we have the old Kanye back? No, we're going to have a new Kanye.
It's not going to be old Kanye.
Like a reinvention of the old Kanye.
And by the way, doing an interview, can you guys tell that Kanye is happy? Like he was having fun. You know, because Kanye's been kind of like, ever since his mother died, he hasn't been like the same. He's been angry a lot.
It'll ruin a person.
Yeah, it really would.
But yeah, you can tell. He's smiling.
I can see lots of pictures of him
gazing at Kim and his baby. Like,
yeah, I think even having a daughter changed him quite a bit. I think he's become more mellow and just settled down quite a bit.
I think it's put him in check.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of realized like what priorities, you know, where they should be. And I think it's going to be good.
Because North doesn't give a damn how many albums he sells.
Nope.
at all.
I think it's too, it's him just getting older too, you know, it's like, because Yeezus came out when North was like an infant, you know, now she's like two, you know, so he's maturing as a father, as a married man, so it's, you know, he's in a very good place in his life right now.
He's been wanting to be with Kim for a long time, he said he would have even gotten with Amber Rose.
Yeah, and he has a good, he mentioned his dad. He has a good relationship with his dad again because they've been kind of on and off as well. So I think he's just in a very good like mental space, which interestingly enough might not actually mean this is going to be his best album, but it'll probably, you know, be a lot different than Yeezus.
Well, I'm sure he already said that. He said his last album was pretty much a protest to music, radio stations, you know, for trying to conform music. But like I said, looking at the interview, man, I was just glad Kanye was in a happy, I like a happy mood.
He actually smiled.
Exactly. I haven't seen Kanye like that in a long time, so I'm just glad he was in a happy mood. And he also leaked that they asked him about his new record, Wolves, which he would see. I think that's a great record. And they asked him basically, where did he get the name Wolves from? And he basically spilled the beans that him and Drake, they was talking about a joint album together. Now, how big would that be for like the culture?
It will be crazy.
There you go. There's your legendary moment right there.
Exactly. How big is that?
That would definitely push Drake over the edge, and I feel like it would be a hot album.
If it happens, it would be after Drake left Cash Money, though.
It's bigger than Watch the Throne.
That's about to happen right now. But what collaborations have they done previously that make you think this is about to be?
Blessing or Big Sean?
Yeah, that's brand new. I mean, they like Kanye produced Find Your Love.
That unfinished version of All of the Lights that they were both done.
Forever. They were both.
You know what?
But like, neither of them produced that.
But straight up, honestly, I think even if they haven't shared a minute in the studio together, I think they're two different sounds and they're two different statuses and overall like artistry is just gonna create something so magical we like can't wrap our minds.
Do you
around
think it,
it
could be bigger than Watch the Throne?
You know what? That was my next question.
I think so.
I think this album or this possible album could be bigger than, you know, Watch the Throne only did 400,000 the first week.
Yeah, but wasn't that because they only sold it digitally that first week? Or am I thinking wrong?
I can't remember.
It would go platinum.
But I'm thinking
top.
For Jay-Z and Kanye,
it wouldn't go platinum,
you know,
off top.
Probably should have been a little bit bigger.
Kanye,
you know?
Okay, wait. How much? Drake sells like 500K when he comes out, and I guess Kanye probably does about the same.
Yeah,
it would go platinum.
I guess those powers combined could totally sell a million records.
No, it'd probably be
in the
like
first week. It would probably be 850. But I was gonna say a baby would buy the rest, but not anymore.
You know what though? You might actually be right, because if Kanye is like super friends now with Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift is like the biggest thing in music, and if that gets all the Taylor Swift fans,
He did at the Grammys.
Yeah, onto his side, and if you know, because he said he's like been talking about collaborating with her, gets in the studio. If she's featured on a song or something, maybe it would do a mil.
It would do a mil.
I can't believe I just talked myself into that.
Yeah, no, I
all
mean,
the Swift
no,
if coming yeah, out
if
for
he,
that,
if
oh,
he
yeah.
convinced the Taylor Swift fans that he was sorry and that they were friends. He would become next level. Like he would become like legendary overnight. Like he would the amount of records he could sell would be unmatched right now.
I think this is good for Drake, because I think my thing with Drake and records, he only talk about girls and talk about how like bullying and talk about how girls did him bad. But he
who
really,
doesn't?
Drake. I'm saying Drake, that's what Drake talks about.
Oh,
in his
that's
record.
What he does. Oh,
I was like, that's all Drake talks about. Yeah, so I think this would challenge Drake to kind of like up his content a little bit. Talk about like
that's
Kanye,
true.
Because Kanye talks about life.
Push him to different levels.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Canadian politics are boring. Like what? Like oh, everybody here can eat. We've got public housing.
Healthcare. I mean, not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily about the game. There would be just really different. He talks about him, you know, coming up in the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He talk about girls. He talk about being bullied. He talk about him coming up in the game.
He talks about things he knows. Like, he talks about what a 20-something-year-old...
Yeah,
I mean, if he was talking about something that Kanye talks about, I think people would hate it. Like, bash him more than they do now. Like, he ain't Kanye. He ain't Jay-Z. Why is he talking about this?
I don't think that. I mean, I think if he talked about life, like, what goes on in life, you know, just life.
But he does. He talks about relationships. He talks about...
Relationships.
Come on. That's part of life. That's
I mean,
it's part of life,
but what I'm saying is...
It's
this
not
is,
everything.
Yeah.
But he also talks about, you know, his crew and making it and his family relationships, his mom, his grandma. He talks about things that we can relate to. We can't relate to Pop and, you know... popping bottles and Maseratis and stuff.
Yeah, Kanye doesn't rap about. I mean, he may
no,
have a.
No,
Kanye.
Kanye talk about
bigger issues. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he talks about bigger issues, more nationwide, worldwide issues.
Like what?
What do you mean, like what? About poverty?
Like what?
Like poverty? What are you talking about? Like
what song are you talking about? Please tell me. What song are you talking about?
Any song on Watch the Throne. That whole album was dedicated to like.
It was about money, but it was talking.
It's like talking about poverty.
What was the song we were just listening to? The Lauryn Hill sample.
All Falls Down.
All Falls Down. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, he hasn't done it that much since then. I see what you're saying.
Jesus Walks?
I think it's more...
Another one?
Jesus
I think
Walks?
It's more like his actions than his music itself.
Yeah. I definitely... He did say push the finger about like... Talk about
that. But he speaks on things in his mouth. He does.
And this is all earlier in his career. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. He does.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're
saying. He does do that. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to elevate Drake to talk about more things. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and he's more vocal, like, you know, in interviews and stuff. And he, when he pulled that stunt about George Bush not liking black people and stuff. Like, he makes statements and he makes people. I'm surprised he didn't tap in. Yeah,
right.
I'm surprised he didn't tap in further into Ferguson, and I guess
well, no,
explain.
Because that was what his dad
was talking about. Okay, yeah, I mean, but, like even with the Grammys, he feels like the Grammys doesn't pay homage to the real true artists.
They don't.
And so, you know, he speaks up on things like that. I feel like he does speak up on things like that. But as far as his music, it can kind of go different ranges.
He talk about everything, but what I'm saying is Drake doesn't include what goes on as far as like bigger issues.
Drake is Canadian and he's half black. I mean, half
bigger,
white.
What does that have to do with anything?
But he's like,
Drake grew up differently than Kanye. He's
and
from Canada.
Drake was raised in Memphis. What are you talking about?
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. His mom moved. His mom moved to Memphis. What are you talking about?
He didn't.
His mom moved to Memphis.
He grew up differently because he grew up on set on Degrassi.
He was back and forth from Canada to Memphis.
No,
it says it in there. Yes, it is.
No, he came to
yes,
Memphis
is.
For
let's
the summer.
Let's do a fact check. I'm pretty sure
because I interviewed his father. I have it on tape.
But he
I have it on
Toronto.
Tape in my archive, so I know what happened myself. Because I talked to him.
But he reps...
So what? You just because you talk to him, we read it. We read it.
I talked to him and I interviewed him, and I got it from the source. What does that mean, though?
That doesn't mean that
he didn't grow up in Memphis. I lived in Memphis, so I know he didn't grow up in Memphis. And I talked to his dad.
Well, maybe growing up is the wrong word, but his mom moved to Memphis.
No, she
didn't. He lives in Toronto.
And that's how Views from the Six, that's where Six comes from. It's the Toronto area code. That's why he didn't.
He was going from Memphis to Canada, back and forth.
But he talks about how the
he went to high school in Canada.
Right, he went to high school in Canada.
Then that's where he's
did
from.
Did he go to a public high school or did he go to private school? I would want to know that. No, because he grew up on the set of Degrassi.
High school 2-3 years ago, so
just like
I don't know.
But he grew up on the set of Degrassi. He was a child actor, so he grew up totally differently than Kanye did.
Well, I agree.
He is the furthest.
All right, man, so we're going to go ahead and get into the next topic. Breezy, go ahead and play some right quick.
Just real quick,
Breezy Easy.
That's what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mayweather and Pacquiao. Oh, really? It's about time.
That's what you want to hear? Fight music? Fight music?
Okay. A fight night. Look.
That's cute. Now we're going to go.
And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More so. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. Paying the price, I'm gonna know.
This is going to be like a $100 pay-per-view too.
It's actually $90. $90 pay-per-view. Yeah, okay. $90 pay-per-view. I'm not getting it. I'm going to a bar to go see it.
I mean, it's
going to
be...
It's gonna be crazy.
Okay, I wish it would have happened a couple years earlier, but still, like, better late than never.
This is
the biggest...
Actually, this is probably the biggest... sports event and probably a probably
it's gonna
a
be
decade,
the highest
man.
Grossing.
How yeah. much is 50 putting on it?
You know he's riding with Pacquiao now.
Really?
Yeah, him and Floyd.
He said on an interview. He said Mayweather would win the fight.
But him and Floyd fell out though. And then he said Floyd couldn't read.
Yeah.
But I thought that was like a joke. Right?
No, they didn't.
Like,
have,
I thought they were bros. Like you make fun of your bro.
Well, Mayweather. I mean, 50 in the interview, 50 did say he's like, man, Mayweather's still my bro, man. We have our differences, but he's gonna beat Pacquiao. I think it's gonna be a good fight. I think it's not gonna be an easy win for Mayweather. Pacquiao, he's gonna go at him. And he's already been training.
Huh? He's already been training
exactly,
for weeks.
Yeah. It's gonna be good.
Oh, it's gonna be. I think it's a coin toss. I mean, I would probably lean Floyd, but. I mean, Pacquiao's no joke.
For Pacquiao to win, he's going to have to knock him down, like, twice.
Yeah.
He's going to have to knock him down.
Yeah. No, he's going to have to knock him down.
You know, so.
But, I mean, it's going to...
If it goes decision, it's going to be Mayweather.
Yeah.
I think to get people's money worth, it's got to go 12 rounds.
Yeah. It got to be
at least eight.
Somebody needs to be knocked down.
But it's middleweight, though. Guys don't get knocked out as much as heavyweight, though.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
So,
Alright,
man. So, that's it. So, what can they find you at, Jared?
Jared M. Andrea at Twitter and Instagram, too. Hit me up.
D. Brown.
What's up, y'all? Follow me on Instagram, Miss Convo Peace, MissConvoPiece, or, what was that? Was that Twitter?
Miss Convo Peace?
No, I'm saying, was that Twitter or?
I don't know. That's your
Twitter.
Come on,
Twitter. That's my
your
Twitter.
Stuff.
And then
what's
Conversation
your Twitter
Peace is Instagram. So that's my Instagram. Conversation.
We need you to know your Twitter feed.
I forgot.
Nora?
Noratorious B-I-G. That's N-O-O-R. Torious B-I-G.
And Brittany, marketing manager for Sporty LA.
You can find us at sportyla.com, sportylab.com for the blog that I work on. You can also find it at Sporty LA Media. But yeah, come down, see any shoe you want.
And jackets.
Breezy.
We got dope jackets.
And we have sporting goods as well.
And Breezy Easy on the ones and twos. What can I find you at, Breezy?
At Breezy Easy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y, easy. Hit me up.
All right, man, you can find Oya We Talk at Oya We Talk on everything, IG, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure y'all like our page. You can find me personally at JAY Styles TV. Hit me up. And we are out. Breezy Easy.